everyone. This is Linda Rennie, the founder and the president of Sanction Love Ministries. The purpose of these podcasts is to bring the heartbeat of Jesus' ratifying love to you through the teachings, interviews, current topics, and much more. We plan to cover deep and sensitive topics to create a hunger to know the lover of our souls, who he is in us and who we are in him. So sit back and incline the ear of your heart to the pursuit of the pursuer himself.
Hi, this is Joy from Sanction Love, and I wanted to share with you a blog that I had written, and it came out of a teaching that I did for Brightening in California. And so I wanted to read it to you, and then I might have some interjections here, but it's called A Journey into God's Consuming Fire. Zeal for your house has consumed me. Psalm 69:9. It was a quiet afternoon when I sat down to prepare for a women's church group teaching. As I reflected on the scriptures, a profound truth began to unfold before me. God has zeal for your house. This revelation stirred my heart and led me to explore the depths of what it means to be consumed by God's passion for his temple. Where zeal for your house has consumed me. I knew that this was not just a topic, but it was a due season word for his church, and it was a longing in his heart. These words, for zeal for your house consumes me, spoken by David, resonated with me. His passion for God's house was so intense that it led David to confront injustices, to stand firm in his faith, even when it brought ridicule and persecution. Jesus, too, echoed this sentiment in John 2:17 when he cleansed the temple, driving out those who turned his father's house into a marketplace. This is my heart's cry and posture. I want to be consumed by him. But what does this mean for us today? How does this ancient zeal translate into our modern lives? As I pondered this, the realization dawned upon me that we are God's temple. 1 Corinthians 3:16 reminds us, "Don't you yourselves know that you are God's temple and that the Spirit of God lives in you?" Our bodies are the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. This truth calls us to honor him with our lives, to maintain purity and holiness within our hearts. This is having zeal for his house. So I want to interject here. God is consumed with his house, zeal for his house. He's consumed with us, zeal for our temple. And that's why Jesus died for us, so that we could be cleansed. Just like when he went with the whip into the temple to get rid of all the mixture and all the yuck, he's doing the same with us, except he took that whip on his back for us. And it was his blood that was shed so that we could be clean and pure and have salvation and righteousness. And so that's why it's a continued beautiful sanctification from what he did through the blood, through the cross. So he's asking the church to die to our flesh, to carry our cross, and to follow him and surrender to him so that he can, we can't sanctify ourselves, but through our surrender, he can sanctify us and bring us into that sanctification. Yet Jesus, going back to what I was reading, yet just as Jesus cleansed the physical temple, he desires to cleanse our inner temples. He longs to remove the distractions, the idols, and the sin that hinders our intimacy with him. He's calling us into a new season that requires intentional action. Romans 13:12 urges us, let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. This means confronting the areas of our lives that are out of alignment with God's will, be it unforgiveness, pride, or hidden sin, and surrendering them to Him. It is not always easy letting go of old habits, mindsets, and comforts can be unsettling. But just as a house needs cleaning and reorganization to be ready for new inhabitants, our hearts must be prepared to house God's glory. In the midst of this cleansing, God offers us rest. Matthew 11:28 invites us, come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you a rest. This rest is not passive. It's a deep soul refreshing peace that empowers us to move forward with renewed strength and purpose. As we draw near to Him, He renews our zeal, a passion not born of obligation, but of love and devotion. He wants us just to come to Him in beautiful intimacy. And when we do that, everything is lifted off of us, and He takes that yoke from Him. And so He's the one who's taking all of that dross and mixture out of our lives and cleansing it with His blood. God is calling us, excuse me, God is calling us to be His burning ones, fully consumed by His presence. Hebrews 12:29 declares, our God is a consuming fire. Just as fire refines and purifies, God's presence refines our hearts, burning away every impurity and igniting a passion for His glory. To sustain this fire, we must feed it daily with prayer, worship, and the Word. Galatians 5:22 through 23 speaks of the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These virtues fuel the flame within us, enabling us to shine brightly in a dark world. As we prepare to enter into this new season, we must choose to be ready. Ephesians 6:15 reminds us to have our feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. This readiness involves surrendering our plans, trusting in God's timing, and allowing Him to sanctify every area of our lives. The latter glory of God's house is greater than the former glory. Haggai 2:9 declares, the glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house. God is preparing us to carry His glory into the world, to be vessels of His presence and power. The question remains, will we allow God's zeal to consume us? Will we surrender our hearts, our lives, our temples to Him? The choice is ours. God is calling us to be fully prepared and ready. We must allow Him to cleanse our house, apply a fresh coat of paint to the doors of our hearts, remove the lofty things, and break every bondage of sin that has dimmed our flame. As we yield to His hand of authority and work of sanctification, we become vessels of his zeal, carrying his glory into the world. Let us declare our commitment to be his burning ones, fully consumed with his love and purpose. May our lives be a testimony to his consuming passion and faithfulness. As we yield to him, as we yield to him, he will begin to ignite a blazing fire of zeal within us, a zeal that transforms, empowers, and propels us into the fullness of his calling. Let the journey begin. Selah. So let this journey begin in you. Hear what the Spirit is saying to you today. Give yourself to Jesus in every way. Let him consume you. Let his fire burn through you. Let him move his arm of salvation to sanctify everything in you, to remove mixture in it, all the different areas of your life, and become a burning one for him. God bless you. We love you at Sanctioned Love. And may God do his perfect will in you.
Thank you for listening to the Sanctioned Love podcast. Our desire is to bring the ratifying love, the binding force of love, to individuals with the purpose of increasing intimacy, freedom, and identity in Christ. Please check us out on our website, sanctionedlove.com, and all of our social media platforms. We would love you to consider partnering with us in taking the ratifying love around the globe. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.